Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Love a same game multi? Now get a same race multi all spring racing season. Download the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Are you happy with what you're able to do? Obviously, had to send a lot out trying to rejuvenate this list. How'd you rate the performance of it all?
Look, guys, we executed what we set out to achieve, and there's no secret we want to rejuvenate the list. We want to expose the list. We want to go to the draft. We went to the draft with a real strong hand last year and now to position that. We've still got some work to do over the next 5 weeks and also on draft night itself, but really positioned it to the draft this year, and you can see the future picks we've brought in as well. So, as I said, you've got this current trade period, but there's, I guess, a bigger picture there over a three-year period.
Reedy, was the football club close to losing a Brad Crouch?
No, Jas. As I said, I'd spoken to Brad and his management, and we're really clear. He's a required player. Yeah. Oh, yes, he's contracted and he's got a year to go. But, you know, without a senior coach, and that's great news this week with Nixie coming on board, but without a senior coach through that period, we just needed to all take a deep breath and get through, I guess, some of the distractions that were occurring. And there's always noise this time of year, but some things are now set in place, and we'll sit down and have further conversations with Brad and his management once he's back from holidays.
Because you got St Kilda on the Gold Coast, they were sniffing around, weren't they, Reedy? They were obviously putting some nice numbers on the table.
Look, I don't know what was official and what was unofficial, but players are always going to be discussed. You know, that's part of my job, is you're always having conversations with managers about certain talent at other clubs, and some comes to fruition, some don't, and sometimes it's just a lot of smoke and mirrors.
JR, Billy Frampton, we've seen him in action. Not a lot, got a good look at him throughout the Sample Final Series. I like him. What did you like about him so much?
Yeah, Louis, good question. He played actually really well against RS Anfield side. He really performed really well, but he brings some real aggression. He was drafted as a ruckman, and off his own accord, he really wanted to focus on his forward craft this year. And obviously, Riley O'Brien stepped up last year, and we saw at the end of this year, young Kieran Strawn step up as well in the ruck. So we think also with Elliot Himmelberg and with Billy, there's some real height on the list, and it's exciting that we've got a bit of flexibility there.
Reedy, we've been on tip watch. None of the boys have been out there dropping any of their gear off, which is good, Jake Lever style. So that is okay from an apparel point of view. I got a real serious question for you, JR, now. Mm. You had some great commentary throughout, a couple of nice drive-bys, really, Western Bulldogs. But what did you do for all that time, Reedy? You couldn't have been on for the 13 days when you're in there. So what do you do to pass the time when you wait for things? Or do you send out little texts to other list managers to inquire?
Do you play cards?
How's it work?
Well, what do you do?
Well, it's funny. You talk about the last fortnight. The season finished, I think, the last week in August. So in the middle of September, you sit there and work through scenarios and you look at the board and you go, I was doing this 6 weeks ago, and I still came up with the same results. So,
what are you doing in there?
And look, there's a lot of, a lot of planning, a lot of strategy. Not just myself, but my team around me with Hamish Vanook and the other guys.
Yep.
It's a real team effort. So, to be honest, at 8 o'clock last night when we sat around and had a few beers a few dumplings, it was just nice to sit back and I guess look at that we could execute what we set out to do.
I think I said last time a lucky polo, maybe a lucky set of jocks, lucky socks, you know, get the big deals done. Have you kept anything from the big deals?
Do you get a watch?
That's a good question. What I do is I make sure I have the paperwork ready, Louis.
Yep.
And there's club one and club two, and there's just something about me that I like being club one. I'm not sure if that's just a win in my own mind, but I always like being club one. Yep. So maybe that's a little bit superstitious. I'm not sure.
My lasting image of last night, JR, was the live feed of the traffic jam at Kenwood's door.
Oh, it was funny.
Which was just gold, because you get a real sense of what was happening, and it was almost like, God, we're in such a, we've got to get this done. So that's my lasting best memory of this year's trade.
Yeah, it's actually funny, you're in there and you actually forget the camera's actually there. And you're sitting there and you're getting text messages from your mates, you know, having a bit of a shot at you. but then you look around and there's about 12 blokes behind you, because Ken's saying, if you're not in the door, the deal doesn't get done. So, I must admit, I've seen it a little bit crazier in the last 5 or 10 minutes, but I'm really lucky. By about 7:15, we had all our work done.
Reedy, before I let you go, the picks. What type of player are you going to try and find in the draft? Is it to build up the midfield? Is it to develop the back six? What are you looking for? Another ruckman?
Yeah, Jarz, good question. I think with Hamish and the team, we certainly stick to our order. We'll look for, you know, best talent. But yeah, I think we can add hopefully a little bit of speed or run through the midfield. But as I said, we've got 4 picks inside 40. We can do some things with those picks on the night or even prior. So the boys are, you know, been doing a lot of work, and we'll sit down next week and start pulling that all together as well. So get through the weekend, try and get a bit more sleep, and then, you know, we're back into it on Monday.
Reddy, thank you so much for your time. Clean off the blackboard. You don't want any evidence floating around or who was up, who was down around. Get it all clean skin, and go and enjoy your break.
All right, boys. Good to chat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jarz and Louie. Love a same game multi? Now get a same race multi all spring racing season. Download the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.